Chapter 17. As Ahmed approached, Sari and I shrank back to the center of the chamber. Run, I thought. We can run away from him. My eyes searched frantically for a place we could escape through. But there was no way out. The tunnel in the corner appeared to be the only opening, and we'd have to run right past Ahmed to get to it. Sari, I saw, was frantically pressing the beeper at her waist. She glanced at me, her features tight with fear.
Yow!
I cried out as I suddenly backed into someone. I turned and stared into the bandaged face of a mummy. With a loud gasp, I lurched away from it.
Let's make a run for the tunnel,
I whispered to Sari, my throat so dry and tight I could barely make myself heard.
He can't get both of us.
Sari stared back at me, confused. I don't know if she heard me or not.
There is no escape, Ahmed said softly, as if reading my thoughts. There is no escape from Kala's curse.
He's going to kill us,
Sari screamed.
You have violated her sacred chamber, Ahmed said, raising the torch high, holding the dagger at his waist. He stepped nearer. I saw you climb into the sacred sarcophagus yesterday. I saw you two playing in Kala's holy chamber. It was then that I knew I had to carry out my sacred duties. Sari and I both cried out as something dropped from the chamber ceiling. All three of us looked up to see a rope ladder dangling from the hole I had fallen through. It swung back and forth as it was lowered, nearly to the floor.
Are you down there? I'm coming down,
Uncle Ben shouted to us.
Uncle Ben! No!
I screamed. But he was already moving down the ladder, making his way quickly, the ladder steadying under his weight. Halfway down, he stopped and peered into the chamber.
What on earth?
He cried, his eyes roaming over the amazing scene. And then he saw Ahmed.
Ahmed, what are you doing here?
Uncle Ben cried in surprise. He quickly lowered himself to the floor, jumping down the last three rungs.
Merely carrying out Kala's wishes, Ahmed said, his face expressionless now, his eyes narrowed in anticipation.
Kala? The priestess?
Uncle Ben wrinkled his features in confusion.
He's going to kill us,
Sari cried, rushing up to her dad, throwing her arms around his waist.
Daddy, he's going to kill us, and then turn us into mummies.
Uncle Ben held Sari and looked over her shoulder accusingly at Ahmed.
Is this true?
The chamber has been violated. It has fallen to me, Doctor, to carry out the curse.
Uncle Ben put his hands on Sari's trembling shoulders and gently moved her aside. Then he began to make his way slowly, steadily, toward Ahmed.
Ahmed, let us go out of here and discuss this,
he said, raising his right hand as if offering it in friendship. Ahmed took a step back, raising the torch menacingly.
The priestess's will must not be ignored.
Ahmed, you're a scientist and so am I,
Uncle Ben said. I couldn't believe how calm he sounded. I wondered if it was an act. The scene was tense. We were in such terrifying danger. But I felt just a little bit calmer, knowing that my uncle was here, knowing that he'd be able to handle Ahmed and get us out of here. Alive. I glanced reassuringly at Sari, who was staring hard, biting her lower lip in tense concentration as her father approached Ahmed.
Ahmed, put down the torch,
Uncle Ben urged, his hand extended.
The dagger, too. Please, let's discuss this. Scientist to scientist.
What is there to discuss? Ahmed asked softly, his eyes studying Uncle Ben intently. The will of Kala must be carried out, as it has been for over 4,000 years. That cannot be discussed.
As scientist to scientist, Uncle Ben repeated, returning Ahmed's stare as if challenging him. The curse is ancient. Kala has had her way for many centuries. Perhaps it is time to let it rest. Lower your weapons, Ahmed. Let's talk about this. Scientist to scientist.
It's going to be okay, I thought, breathing a long sigh of relief. It's all going to be okay. We're going to get out of here.
But then, Ahmed moved with startling quickness. Without warning, without a word, he gripped the torch handle with both hands and, still holding the dagger, swung the torch as hard as he could at Uncle Ben's head. The torch made a loud thunk as it connected with the side of Uncle Ben's face. The orange flames danced up, a swirl of bright color, and then shadows. Uncle Ben groaned, his eyes bulged wide with surprise, with pain. The torch hadn't set him aflame, but the blow knocked him out. He slumped to his knees, then his eyes closed, and he dropped limply to the floor. Ahmed raised the torch high, his eyes gleaming with excitement, with triumph, and I knew we were doomed.